Surah An-Nisa, verses 127 to 133.
Women never inherited, and they believe that women have no right to inheritance. Inheritance is for men, those who can fight in war, those who can gain the spoils of war for their tribe, they are deserving of inheritance. And then there were many injustices, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this ayat again. Ayah 127. وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. They ask you concerning women. Now in the beginning of the surah, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to those people who are guardians of women, or those who are guardians of yatim children, if you cannot be just to them and fair to them, then do not marry them. If you marry them, you must be just and fair to them. Sometimes they would retain them because they did not want them to leave with their wealth. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنَّ. Tell them Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to you on this matter. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. And likewise, what is recited to you from the book, the Qur'an, Allah has already given you the verdict. وَمَا فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ. In relation to orphaned women, الَّتِي لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنْ. Whom you fail to give what is stipulated for them. وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنَّ. Yet you seek to marry them. وَأَن تَقُوا وَالْمُسْتَضَعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ. And regarding helpless children, Allah has given the verdict already. You must be deal with justice. And with, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said you should not marry them, if you are going to retain some of their rights or you are going to withhold some of their wealth. But sometimes it was in the interest of the orphan child to be married close in the family. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked the question. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَن تَقُومُوا لِلْيَتَامَى بِالْقِسْطِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you, instructed you to observe justice in matters related to the orphans. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا. Whatever good you may do, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remains fully aware of it. Ayah 128. وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا. And if a woman fears ill treatment or indifference and disinterest from her husband, what should she do? فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. Then there is no sin upon them in entering into a compromise seeking reconciliation. Sometimes a husband may lose interest in his wife for whatever reason, or she fears ill treatment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ill treatment means neglecting of her rights. Then there is no harm if she reduces and she enters into a compromise and reconciles. Mufassirin have said she may reduce her mahar, or she may offer some wealth to her husband to win his heart over. So in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at a certain point Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to part or release one of the wives, Sauda radiallahu anha, from his nikah. He wanted to release her from his nikah, but then she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that retain me in your nikah, keep me in your nikah, but the night that you have for me stipulated for me, and he would spend one night with each of his wives, she said, that night you don't have to come to me at all, just keep me in your nikah so that I may have the honor of being one of your wives in Jannah, but you have no rights towards me that are due. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam retained her, and that night he would spend with Aisha radiallahu anha. So in that way, by a compromise, by a reconciliation, it was in the interest of both. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. And reconciling and compromising is better. وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. And the human nafs is prone to avarice or selfish greed. وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. But if you do good and adopt taqwa, then Allah is well aware of what you do. That means even though there may be some reason for disinterest, but you still adopt taqwa and you are good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you do. He will reward you for that. Ayah 128. وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ. And you shall never be able to maintain true equality between wives, despite being eager to do so. If you have multiple wives, you may be fair as far as finances is concerned, etc. But the heart inclination, you will never be fair. The heart, you cannot control your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in that respect, you will never be able to be fair, even though you are eager to do so. Ever فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ So do not openly incline towards one, leaving the other suspended between a harmonious marriage and a divorce. وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا And if you make amends and fear Allah, then Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا آيَة 130 يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ But if they were to part ways, Allah would grant both of them out of His vastness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا Allah is ample, giving, all-wise. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. So we have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is in control of everything. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ We have emphatically instructed those who were given the book before you, وَإِيَّاكُمْ And we have instructed you, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ To fear Allah. وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ But if you disbelieve, then surely to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا Allah is independent of you and Hamida, all praise. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا Allah suffices as disposer of affairs. إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ آيَة 133 If Allah wills, He could do away with you and replace you. وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ And He could replace you with others who are better. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا And Allah certainly has the power to do that. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا Whoever pursues the returns of this world only, let them know فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Then know that with Allah are the rewards and returns of this world and the hereafter. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا Allah is all hearing, all seeing.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما وإن امرأة خافت من بعلها نشوزا أو إعراضا فلا جناح عليهما أن يصلحا بينهما صلحا والصلح خير وأحضرت الأنفس الشح وإن تحسنوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأت بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم.